The MOSDEF survey, Implications of the Lack of Evolution in the Dust Attenuation Mass Relation to Z-2, by Alice E. Shapley et al. We investigate the relationship between dust attenuation and stellar mass, M_*, in star-forming galaxies over cosmic time. For this analysis, we compare measurements from the MOSFIRE Deep Evolution Field, MOSDEF, survey at Z approximate light year 2.3 and the Sloan Digital Sky Survey, SDSS, at Z approximate light year 0, augmenting the latter optical dataset with both UV Galaxy Evolution Explorer, GALEX, and Mid-Infrared Wide Field Infrared Survey Explorer, WISE, photometry from the Galaxy SDSS WISE catalog. We quantify dust attenuation using both spectroscopic measurements of H-alpha and H-beta emission lines, and photometric measurements of the rest UV stellar continuum. The H-alpha, H-beta ratio is used to determine the magnitude of extinction at the wavelength of H-alpha, A_H-alpha. Rest UV colors and spectral energy distribution fitting are used to estimate A_1600, the magnitude of extinction at a rest wavelength of 1600, AA. As in previous work, we find a lack of significant evolution in the relation between dust attenuation and M_* over the redshift range Z approximate light year 0 to Z approximate light year 2.3. Folding in the latest estimates of the evolution of M_dust, M_gas, and gas surface density at fixed M_*, we find that the expected M_dust and dust mass surface density are both significantly higher at Z approximate light year 2.3 than at Z approximate light year 0. These differences appear at odds with the lack of evolution in dust attenuation. To explain the striking constancy in attenuation vs M_*, it is essential to determine the relationship between metallicity and M_dust, M_gas, the dust mass absorption coefficient, and dust geometry, and the evolution of these relations and quantities from Z approximate light year 0 to Z approximate light year 2.3. This was the MOSDEF survey, Implications of the Lack of Evolution in the Dust Attenuation Mass Relation to Z-2, by Alice E. Shapley et al.